I'm Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Today, we explore American history through the lens of cinema with our special segment called Popcorn Therapy. It's a movie review, but since we're not film critics, we'll be talking about these characters through our own life experiences. For this session of Popcorn Therapy, we have two very special guests in the studio, and, as always, two that have particular relevance to this film. Ricky Bevington is news director of TV, radio, and digital for Georgia Public Broadcasting, a journalist highly experienced in covering both politics and the Civil War. Also joining is returning guest Jared DeFife, PhD, a clinical psychologist and professor at Emory University with a passion for cinema. Today's film, Lincoln. I think this is a fairly rhetorical question to get us going, but Ricky, did you like the film?
Loved it. I was struck by its beauty, by its accuracy, and by the astonishing acting.
Jared?
I'll be honest. I was a little bit of two minds about it. On the one hand, I think it's an incredibly important film with just some spectacular, tremendous performances. At the same time, I can kind of see some things I read in some of the critics' reviews that the script by Tony Kushner, who's a playwright, could seem maybe at some times a little bit theatrical, almost like it belonged more on stage than on screen, and could feel maybe a little preachy at times. But overall, I see it as a really important film with these great performances and has a lot of relevance for kind of the political process we're going through today.
Well, yeah, and we just finished, you know, a couple of days ago this election. It was a two-year deal with Obama and Romney. And I don't know about y'all, but I was on the way there thinking, am I really going to be able to sit through 2 hours of politics after 2 years of this? And it was funny because I think that Lincoln, the film, gave this renewed importance to our process and our privilege of the freedom to have our voices heard. What'd y'all think?
You know, what I liked about the film was that it wasn't politics the way that the average American experiences politics. The Romney and Obama campaign has been sound bites and platitudes and almost not politics. It's just showmanship, and it's a personality contest. It's a celebrity contest. The film Lincoln was about the day-to-day play-by-play of how this nation chose, or its U.S. House of Representatives chose, to abolish slavery from the Constitution as the 13th Amendment. And that is an extraordinary look into not only history, but it's absolutely relevant to how decisions get made today in Congress.
Jared, as a psychologist, I'm curious to know from you, or what you think about Lincoln as both the man and the president in his understanding of this relationship between his own personal and individual psyche versus the psyche of the nation.
In terms of the psychology of the man and what we see in the film, particularly in his relationship with his family, the importance of back then how frequently parents would lose children to death, illness, war, and how much that can have an impact on a family and on a person's biography. And I think you see the Lincolns struggling with that, with the early death of their son, Willie. But there were also a number of losses early on in both Abraham Lincoln's and Mary Todd Lincoln's life. And you see them grieving in different ways. And Mary Todd's expression of grieving is sort of much more externalized, whereas Abraham Lincoln's expression is much more inward. And there's a scene, an important scene in the movie between the two of them, where he has to express that to his wife. And he has to really get her to understand that I'm grieving too.
Is it important in psychology, or in relationships, is a better way to put it, to communicate to your partner how you're dealing with things?
Absolutely. It's a key thing in relationships and couples. The handling of grieving and loss can be something very significant that often drives a lot of couples apart simply because there isn't necessarily a whole lot of communication of the differences in how it's done.
I think that there was one quote from Lincoln, the president, that really embodied the message of the film, which is, "Government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth." I mean, we got to see these people as people.
Gene, that's a really important quote, because I think that what the elections today, what the democratic process today, as it did in the 1860s, really represents is the American democratic experience and experiment. This debating, this meanness, this getting into the tussle of politics and debating real major issues, kitchen table issues, big ideology. In the 1860s, the American democratic experiment was less than 100 years old. This wasn't a guaranteed thing. This country was not guaranteed. The entire world was thinking, I don't know if that's going to work out.
And Lincoln knew this, but also realized the importance of passing the 13th Amendment and postponed a negotiated peace. That's a harder, bloodier road to take. I mean, how difficult is that as a man and a president?
He gambled. He really teased out the legal arguments of every decision he made. And he admits in the film, I don't know if I broke the law, but my moral compass is telling me to suspend habeas corpus, for example. Very controversial at the time. He said, I can't negotiate peace with these people because it would be recognizing their sovereignty as another nation, and I don't believe they are another nation, so I can't negotiate a peace. I mean, we go through this today with the Geneva Convention.
I would imagine there would have been a lot of, like, internal conflict with that. Like, you know that people are dying. And if you really have what I think Lincoln had, which was this notion of a family, of our whole country being together, the North and the South, it had to be very difficult to let that continue.
To me, it really reflected what I understand Lincoln to have done, which is to have done some horse training and to have suspended some smaller values in smaller moments in order to fulfill the larger mission of equality.
Reciprocity, or the I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. In sort of darker parlance, it's known as bribery. But it's also...
No, in New Orleans, it's known as bribery.
But also, it's understanding people's motivations.
And don't forget, when he was choosing whether or not to negotiate peace or pass the 13th Amendment or whatever, first of all, he had no idea what was going to work out. But that's leadership. I don't even know if he says it in the film, but my larger understanding of how Lincoln made decisions was that if this nation doesn't abolish slavery as a result of this war, then all those boys have died in vain. And the nation will do this again. We're, you know, we have to end the debate now with the war. In other words, the war doesn't end with the end of fighting. As long as slavery is law in this land, the war will never be done. So he had to get rid of slavery in the Constitution.
This is Gene Kansas, and you've been listening to Popcorn Therapy. Today's film, Lincoln. Well, let's lighten this up a bit and go for the superficial fun of the movie for a moment.
Because it is a very funny movie.
It's funny.
There are a lot of laughs in this movie. It may surprise people to hear that.
And I have to say, the whole Lincoln as storyteller, that's a very, I don't know if everybody knows that, Lincoln was a wild storyteller. So we think of him as this very reserved introvert, you know, someone who doesn't emote publicly. He spent years walking around the state of Illinois as a lawyer, and he would have taverns up all night drinking and laughing in front of the fire. People would, if he was coming to town, because people didn't have lawyers back then, lawyers had to travel around and say, who needs a lawyer? I'll help you figure out your legal troubles. And people would come knowing he was going to be at the tavern just to hear him talk. So I'm really glad that they kept that in. But
and one of the stories, after seeing this movie, you will never look at a portrait of George Washington the same way again.
That's true. Also on this like kind of superficial side of things, just from like the movie making process, I mean, these people, like Ricky, you said, down to the whisker, authentic in their representation of the historical individual they were representing. It was amazing.
Well, it's a Steven Spielberg, you know.
Well, all right.
But he demands the best. But truly looking at the characters, the way they held their bodies, Obviously, I have no idea how Alexander Stevens held his body, but I've looked at his picture 100,000 times. I've read descriptions of... He was very sickly. He was very, very small. So Alexander Stevens, for our audience, was a Georgia state legislator who became the vice president of the Confederacy. He's a very important figure in our history, state and national. And that's exactly what he looked like. It was crazy.
And Jared, so we're at a movie, okay? We know they're actors, but we're not questioning that they're actors. I mean, how does that work? How do we as a viewer let it go to just being immersed in it? And we even know the outcome, not just for the Lincoln movie, but for really a lot of movies.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Wait, what happened at the end of the Civil War? Wait.
Actually, I do have a sense.
Okay.
The opening of the movie was very important. The opening was a Civil War battlefield scene, similar to Saving Private Ryan. You don't see much of the Civil War throughout most of the movie, but the opening scene was important. It was something to grab your attention and kind of bring you into the world of the movie real quick. And I think that was really important for getting us there.
They made the film a little bit more like a documentary, but also, look, Hollywood's doing this to make money, and they know that people like it. Did y'all see the same thing?
How refreshing to know that just telling the truth is going to sell films with extraordinary actors. I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis just couldn't take my eyes off of him.
Why do you like the Civil War so much?
Do we have all day?
We have 5 minutes.
I like the Civil War so much. And I would love for both of you to answer this question if you're going to put me on the spot, because it really does help me understand who I am as an American today. The world that I live in, the country that I live in. I don't want to take for granted that we have racial equality and gender equality in this country. It all started in the Civil War. So for me, it helps me appreciate the freedoms that I have and the way that I define America. And I don't ever want to take this country for granted. Okay, now you both have to go.
I can talk about biography and why biography is appealing to me as a psychologist, because oftentimes the story we hear or that we're told in the media or we have a sense of isn't the real story that's there. That there's much deeper and more interesting, sort of the truth is stranger than fiction kind of thing. This is something that was like appealing about the Steve Jobs biography to me, for example, that you may have this kind of mythic type figure, like Steve Jobs has kind of became that after his death. Lincoln has become that over the ages, that we don't get to see a real sense of who they are, who their personality is, what motivates and drives these individual people, what their quirks and downsides were, what were the personality traits that were both their strengths and their greatest obstacles. And that's what's really appealing to a well-done biography to me.
To me, for one, I like storytelling. So I like the film for that reason, because I thought it was a well-told story and a nice way to learn about history in an entertaining fashion and format. But I really have this interest in what's going on in our world today and the consequences of the actions and the decisions that we're making and what that's going to mean for the future. And I think if you're looking back at the Civil War or other major turning points in history, you can see that there were severe consequences to the alternative, some of what we talked about today. And it kind of keeps me thinking and grounds me in a way about being present today and like, what other decisions are we making now that might affect the future? And so that's the interest for me. But we're at this time in our show where we ask if you'd recommend the film. Jared?
I would absolutely recommend the film. I think it's historically tremendously important. It's a sort of sweeping epic. The performances are just outstanding, and you really need to see it, if just for that alone.
Ricky?
I absolutely recommend seeing this film because I think the more that we understand where we came from, the more we know where we're going.
Well, it's got my vote. Looks like it's unanimous. Thanks, y'all. It was great.
Thanks to you.
This is Gene Kansas, and you've been listening to Popcorn Therapy. I'd like to thank my guests today, Ricky Bevington and Jared DeFife. Lincoln opens nationally on November 16th. Go check it out and enjoy the show.